Save the Semantics, episode 78. It is June 6th, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I talk primarily about myself and things that interest me. if you can't tell, I'm a little tired. Not necessarily sleep deprived, but just sort of tired. I haven't been able to record in a little while just because I haven't had the time to sort of set out and do a recording in the last couple of weeks. I've been kind of keeping busy, so this is one of those days where I was able to sort of set forth and do something. I was planning to do one yesterday, but yesterday I was just kind of busy all around, and when I actually was gonna. You know, when I actually, you know, was thinking about doing it, the moment I was thinking of setting off and doing it, I just kind of fell asleep, just knocked the fuck out, and then I got up and it was way too late to actually do anything within a good time frame. So here we are. This is just me kind of making up for that. It's like I've said, it's just been kind of busy, haven't really been able to set forth, not necessarily sit down, because I don't usually record. If I sit down, I feel like my thoughts just kind of don't really gather to a point, you know, if that makes any sense whatsoever. Like, I feel like I need to be somewhat active in a sense, like I'm doing like a stand-up thing, like a stand-up routine, which is something that I've sort of considered getting back into, you know, maybe over the course of a school year, maybe just before I get like occupied with work and stuff like that, you know, I think I'm going to try my best to really kind of take advantage of the fact that this is going to be, you know, most likely going to be my last year, going to university, which is pretty crazy to think about. Of course I'm looking forward to it, you know, I've mentioned that, you know, quite a bit on the podcast, but it's, you know, it's also something that it's like, I'm also kind of cautious about too. Cautious and maybe a little sad. I'm not sure, you know? Like, it's just, I won't be, not necessarily the, you know, taking tests and stuff like that. Of course, not that. Just, I think the fact that I'm not going to be in an academic setting, you know? Of course, like, grad school isn't completely out of mind, but it's not something that I'm thinking of at the moment. Yeah, I'm gonna try to really do everything I can, you know, try as much as I can to just, like, not even school-related, but just, like, in terms of, if I have the time, I want to try to do as much as I can before I settle, you know. I don't want to settle. That's, like, sort of, like, a worry of mine, like, settling, and then, you know, even if I do have, like, a stable career and stuff like that, I just worry that I'm not gonna try to pursue any new things, so I think right now would be, like, the best setting to do something like that, not necessarily now, but maybe in the near future, once school kind of gets going. Like, of course, I'm gonna be busy with classes again. There's really not really a whole lot of break time for me, but hopefully, within those small pockets of time, I'll have time to kind of do some other things, you know. It's kind of similar to, like, my freshman year. I think last summer, I tried to have, like, the same mentality. And I did sort of set forth and kind of try to do some things, at least the beginning of my junior year. I tried to do some, new things, I guess. I didn't necessarily go through just because I think, I don't know, maybe I wasn't really doing the things I really wanted to do. I was just sort of doing random things, going to, like, group activities and stuff like that, even though I knew that it wasn't really gonna be the best fit for me, you know? I mean, I did enjoy my time, even if it was brief with those groups, but I just think it didn't really pan out the way I wanted to. Maybe the first thing is I didn't really commit to any of those things. Like, it was just for, like, some campus university organizations, but I don't know. We'll see. I think I'm going to try something different again this upcoming year, and maybe I'll try to actually commit to it, actually commit to something different. I think the first year that I was on call, that I, you know, first year of college, I did, you know, I was, you know, enthusiastic and stuff. I wanted to try new things. So I, you know, I really tried to commit to things like radio and stuff like that. So, I think now it's a little more difficult to do that, of course, because, you know, there's not really the, there's not really an incentive to really stick to something, at least for me. At least there's not really the motivation to continue going through with it, considering that I'm not most likely, you know, not going to continue to be a part of an organization or anything like that. But I think I'm going to try my best to, I don't know, try something different, you know, try to actually take some risks when it comes to projects and stuff like that. I think, you know, last year I was able to do some of the things that I wanted to, you know, academically, I think I did just fine. But in terms of, I don't know, just things that, some passion, some activities that I wanted to do on the side, maybe I was kind of seeking some more, maybe I was lacking some of that, of which I had maybe earlier. So that's something that, yeah, I'm going to try to pursue later on, maybe this year. I don't know yet. I always set these goals, these kind of vague goals, to be honest. Like, it's not really anything set in stone. It's not really written or anything like that. It's just something that I have at the back of my mind. But yeah, we'll see how it pans out. Yeah, lately I've just kind of, you know, I've been busy with work. I've been spending time by myself at times. I've been trying to hang out with other friends as well, but I've been listening to like music and stuff like that. The Dreamville project came out, I believe yesterday. Today's Saturday. So yeah, yesterday at midnight was when it released. I have yet to listen to the whole thing, but I listened to the majority of it, and I've enjoyed it quite a bit so far. And yeah, I mean, I wasn't really like I have enjoyed the majority of the tracks on there. You know, I think I have, of course, people place, you know, even myself, I place these expectations on these projects to be like these are going to be amazing and stuff like that, you know. And it's good. It's absolutely good for sure. I just think, you know, I think that not everything is going to be up to par to what you think a certain thing is going to turn out to be, you know. But so far I've enjoyed it. There's a couple of songs that I already have on repeat. And I think it's just a cool sort of concept in itself, you know. I think there's another Beast Coast kind of did a similar thing as well. I think those guys are a little more like interlocked because they're all from the New York area. Joey Badass, Underachievers, Flatbush Zombies, and the rest of Pro Era, all coming together on the project. And that album was solid. You know, I think the only song that really kind of stuck out was Left Hand, and that's really that Left Hand and maybe Distance. But yeah, again, that was sort of another thing where I was like, maybe it could have been maybe a little better. But I think I didn't really, I wasn't really like super hyped by it by any means. You know, I think it was just cool to see all these artists that I was already fans of coming together just collaboratively for even just like a brief period. So that was kind of cool to see. And I guess I could say the same thing for this Dreamville album, though I think it was on a much larger scale, considering that the majority of the artists come from different backgrounds. They're not all under the Dreamville label, although I think, you know, the focus was of course on the Dreamville artists. A lot of the songs were, you know, tied heavily, you know, J. Cole sort of being the primary figure within that whole project. So him sort of bringing everyone together was sort of like the, I guess, the the idea behind the project. And, you know, I think it could have, you know, it absolutely could have been worse. I think I've enjoyed every track so far. The ones that have stuck out to me are Costa Rica and Wells Fargo. When it first, like, came out, I was just like I initially heard a little snippet of it, like, that they showed on the documentary, that they posted before they released the album, and I was already kind of hyped to listen to that, and I was happy that it turned out kind of the way, that I wanted to. It's only 2 minutes, but it's a pretty kind of hyphy, energetic track. I've been kind of listening to it quite a lot recently. When I was on Twitter when the album released, and like the Wells Fargo like was trending, like the name Wells Fargo was trending, and there was some memes that were like, people were like joking how they were like, why the hell is Wells Fargo trending again? Like, was there another like security breach? Was there another like financial issue that, you know, came into hand? But no, it's because the track came out, and that track is fire. It's a good track. It's a fun little track to listen to. You can definitely tell that I'm just tired, you know. Like, I did want to do record. I probably would have had more energy if I had recorded it yesterday, but I just my sleep schedule has been a little wonky, I guess. I took a nap earlier today, and like I'm still trying to get better at taking naps, because I think they're kind of integral just now because of my current sleep schedule, and I'm guessing this is sort of what I have to get used to in for the next couple of months, for, I guess, just in the foreseeable future. I took a nap earlier today for like about 40 minutes or something like that. I think that's the sweet spot for me. 30 to 40 minutes is like right where I need it to be. Any more than that, and I just feel like I feel taxed out, and I feel just more like fatigued and tired than I would have been if I hadn't taken a nap. So I took like a 40-minute nap, and I've just like noticed this recently, and I don't know how to like fix it or how to remedy it, but I've been experiencing like quite a bit of like sleep paralysis when taking naps, and I haven't experienced that up until like, you know, until like recently. You know, of course I've had it in the past before, where I couldn't really sleep all that well, and I was just up all night, you know, I don't know, just fucking around, and I was just staring at my ceiling, and I just couldn't sleep. But, you know, this time around, like, I actually, like, it's sort of like you have this feeling of you're paralyzed, and you're in between a space of being awake and in sleep, and it's kind of terrifying in a way, because I want to rest, but I also don't want to, but my body, like, in my mind, like, my body wants to rest, but my mind wants to stay awake, and it's just the two parts of my, I guess, my body are kind of just fighting each other, and that's how I guess, in sort of a very amateur way, would explain what sleep paralysis feels like. And so I'm like kind of in this weird space, and like my eyes are kind of like fluttering and stuff, like, and it's kind of scary because I'm like, I feel like I'm gonna fall into some kind of like a nightmare, or like something like that. I guess a napmare would make more sense because I'm taking a nap, but or daymare, I don't know what you would call it. Because I'm just sort of like, it's a weird moment of panic where I'm just like, should I stay awake? I feel like I should get up, because like if I fall asleep, I'm gonna fucking knock out, you know, and maybe I'm gonna fall into some crazy ass dream that I don't really want to. I'm not gonna feel rested by the end of this nap, you know. So I try, like, it's probably not good, but I try to fight sleep, like I'm trying to feign that sleep away, and I wake up. And it's hard, but I force my eyes to like open up, but like my eyes are like completely shut, like they're just kind of like in a state where, you know, they're my lids are just kind of held down by the gravity of my own body, But I force myself to wake up, and I just kind of regain myself, I guess, and I try to find a better position to sleep in, I guess. I don't know. It's a very weird feeling. It's definitely pretty scary, just because, like, there's sort of a moment of panic, and I hate feeling that, because I know sort of the, I've experienced being in that position before, so I don't want to, I would just hate to be in that position again. So yeah, I don't know. It's this, I make it seem a lot worse than it actually is, but it is kind of scary at times. Like, I'm trying to do it because, like, I want to get, like, a better rest, you know, and I don't really want it to weigh down on my body, and I don't want to feel super tired all the time. I'm tired right now, but that's probably because I've just had, like, a weird kind of up and down sort of day, I guess. I just work in the morning and then taking a nap at, like, 12 o'clock. I mean, maybe that doesn't really help. Maybe I have to give a little more time and stuff. I don't know. I have to kind of figure it out as time goes, but, and just getting better at naps overall. But yeah, it's been an interesting experience, I guess. That's probably the most exciting thing that's been happening in my life, is trying to figure out how to nap properly, power nap, you know, sleep cycle, circadian cycle, is that the same thing? Just kind of figuring that whole thing out. And for just, you know, finding the best way to maintain and regain a certain amount of energy for, you know, when I need to be awake and stuff like that. I took the nap earlier today, and I had this sort of weird, I have never experienced within a span of like 40 minutes, I've never remembered dreams as much as I have than I would in, like, a, you know, normal 8-hour, 9-hour period of sleep. Like, I just remembered so much of what I was, like, dreaming about, and a lot of it was just, you know, dreams are incomprehensible. I've talked about it before, but it was so weird, you know. Like, it makes sense, right? Like, it's a period of time where you're kind of the most awake, in a sense. Like, you can retain a lot of the information, you can retain more information than you would if you had slept for a 9-hour period, you know, because you sleep longer, so you probably, the more memories you have, the less you're able to retain each dream. So within a 40-minute span, I just had a bunch of, I just remembered this sort of, it was a weird, continuous dream. That felt pretty, like, semi-realistic, but I knew in my heart that it wasn't a dream, but it was also kind of, it was falling into sort of, like, an uncanny position of reality, I guess, you know? I guess that's what dreams are. Dreams are uncanny. From what I remember, I was on campus, and I think I just finished class or something like that, and I went to my car to just drive home, and when I got to my car, I noticed that, like, one of the tires was, like, it wasn't missing. Like, I thought it was slashed at first, but someone, like, cut it in half or something like that, and I was like, what the fuck happened here? Like, how does that even happen, you know? I don't know. For some reason I had another car on standby, so I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to use this car to drive home instead. And then I'm going to get, you know, AAA or whatever, like, a, you know, AAA or another towing company to tow my car away in the morning, cuz I guess it was, like, late in the evening or something like that. So I started driving back, and then, for some reason, I was no longer in that car, and I was riding this bike thing. It was kind of like a quad, what is that called? A quadcycle? You know, the ones with, like, four wheels. I sound like an idiot. You know, like, you know what I'm talking about? It's like a bike, but it's not a bike. It's like a motorbike, but it's got like three or four wheels. It's a little smaller. I don't know what those are called, but I was driving one of those things around instead. So yeah, that was kind of like a weird dream. And then later on, I don't know if this is still the same dream or if this is just like a completely new thing, but I remember that I was at home and I was like just hanging out with some people. And then like I was introduced to this one dude. And this is like, it was so, this was weird. This is probably the weirdest part for me. It was just kind of like how much I could remember the detail of this guy's face. You know, for the most part, faces are the least memorable thing of any dream, right? It's kind of the nuances of that universe, or like that, of what you kind of came up in your head was what sticks to you. You know, the weird things, like what I said earlier, like the half cut, the cut in half wheel of my car, right? But for some reason, this dude's face just kind of stuck out to me. He had like a beanie. He had black, you know, black kind of greasy hair and a beard and a mustache. He looked around my age, I guess, but he, you know, disheveled like me, but like just kind of weirder. And he was in my house, and I introduced myself to him. I'm like, "Hey, how's it going? I'm Myra." And I don't remember what he said. He said his name, and then he asked me like, "Yeah, can I have some brew?" Like he said it like that. I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about. Like, are you asking me if you want some brew? Like, do you want beer?" It's like, "Can I have some brah?" He said it like that. I'm like, "What the fuck? What do you want? Like, do you want beer? I mean, we don't have beer, but you can get your own beer, I'm assuming, right?" But he like kept pointing out like the stove, and I guess there was some broth that was being brewed. I guess I was cooking up some stew for my friends for some reason, you know. And I'm like, "Oh, okay. You wanted some broth. I mean, that's not really for you. I guess that's for me, you know. I guess that's how the story was going along. I don't know. This guy was kind of weird." And that's all I remember from my 40-minute nap. It was interesting. I don't know. I've mentioned before that I used to do like a dream journal in the past. I tried to attempt doing like lucid dreaming like in high school because I was bored. Like sophomore or freshman year of high school, I tried to do some lucid dreaming and I never really succeeded. I think one time I came pretty close. One time I almost came close to sort of like attaining consciousness in a dream, but it just never really came to fruition. And I realized that whenever I attempted to do lucid dreaming, I ended up being tired the next morning because I didn't get a good sleep because I was too concentrated on me trying to attain like lucidity in a dream rather than getting a good rest. So I think I just kind of stopped doing that. And yeah, I haven't really tried doing that recently. I don't know. It just feels like it would just take a lot of mental power on my part. I haven't really thought of trying it again. I don't know. Just a sort of like interesting thing. Sleeping and all that. Sleep is pretty important, you know. It definitely is. Nap time is has become a pretty integral part of my livelihood as of recent. So I'll update on how that goes. Probably the most exciting thing that's going on in my life at the moment. I haven't been doing this recently. I haven't been recommending music. I don't know if anyone really cares to listen, but I mentioned, of course, Dreamville's album, but that's, you know, I don't really think that really needs a push or anything like that. And I've been listening to some jazz music and some hip hop as well. I'll recommend two albums, I guess. First one is Abase with his album Invocation. I think Abase, they're an African jazz group or jazz musician, and it's I just kind of like the sounds that they were going for. And my second recommended album would be Bandana by Freddie Gibbs and Madlib. I think this is their second collaborative project. Their first one was Piñata, but I think Piñata was a great album. It was really good when it came out. I haven't listened to it since, so maybe it'll be good to maybe just refresh on it. But from what I can sort of tell by comparing these two albums, I like this one a lot more. I think it flows a lot smoother. A lot of these songs I really enjoy, and I can see myself listening to and putting it on a playlist and stuff like that. So yeah, check it out. Highly underrated. Freddie Gibbs is continuously underrated. He's been doing his thing for a while now. He's always been at the top of his game. So yeah, I recommend those two albums, and that's probably going to be it for the podcast today. Thanks for listening. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.